Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do.
Hi there. I'm Jen Radke. I'm the CEO and owner of the National Institute for Social Media. We work with marketing and communications professionals to help them earn their certification and have standardized training.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I love watching them grow, seeing businesses achieve their goals and move people higher.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
I actually would disagree. I think if you're clear about who your decision makers are and you know how to utilize the tools available to you, they can be there and you go out and you build relationships and you work that relationship to being a sale or a working collaboration.
That works there. Question number four, what advice do you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Yeah. The biggest thing is being authentic and building relationships. So it all starts with a plan. You have to understand who your audience is. And in the B2B space, most people will forget that piece because they're like, I'm working with businesses. That's untrue. You're working with people at the businesses. So who are those people? What can you do to add value? And then bring that to them. So social media allows you to do that. Go out there, build your profile, let people understand what your brand is and the value you bring, and connect with those decision makers that you want to meet. Be authentic and do not oversell. Make sure you understand what their need is and then see if you can offer a solution.
So love that there. So what are some solutions for someone in the B2B space to start building their social media plan?
Yeah. So first, figure out where your audience is online. For a lot of the B2B space, it's going to be LinkedIn, right? So that's an easy place to go. Build your brand on LinkedIn. Make sure that your profile is complete, but don't stop there. A lot of people think, hey, I built it, they will come. And that is inaccurate, right? You have to engage. You have to share content. Let people know what knowledge you have to add. And then reach out and connect with them and build those authentic, true relationships.
Perfect, perfect. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, I have so many, so it was tough to narrow my list down. The first one that came to mind was Christy Couture. She just opened her own marketing and content management agency in El Paso called the React Republic. She would be great. Another is Christine Malas. She works as the director of operations and sales at Forge Social out of Iowa, another great team and business leader. And then finally, a little shift in the nonprofit space is Chris Strub, the Giving Day guy. He'd be great to help out with the nonprofit space.
I will look them up when we're done here. But question number six is the most important question of the podcast. Jen, I need you to focus on this one.
I got it.
So Jen, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first time was when I was 8. I know it's scary, right? But I actually sold Christmas cards door to door. Carlson Craft companies used to have big booklets with Christmas cards that you could take out, a lot like you would see maybe if you were getting married today in the wedding shop when you're buying your invitations. Mm-hmm. But they had them for Christmas cards. And so I went door to door in my neighborhood and I sold Christmas cards. The first customer was a sweet old lady across the street who was so excited and wanted me to show every card that I had and recommend for her what I thought would be best.
Love it. I love it there. You started young and that is awesome there. Yeah. So Jen, you now have 5 minutes and 5 seconds left. This is promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
I love working with marketing teams, marketing agencies who really want to elevate their staff and focus on solid social media strategy. Mm-hmm. So I'd be happy to connect with folks in that area. People can reach out to us on the website at nismonline.org or look me up on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to have a conversation.
Love it. Love it. You do have 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to add, or we can end early? That's okay.
I think we can give people some time back and maybe they can go out and start building some relationships.
They can do that there. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
NISMonline.org.
In the description, it's magic. There we go. Jen, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.